Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back to Morning Footy, presented by Capital One. Looking ahead to the weekend in the Premier League, here are the fixtures on tap tomorrow. We've got Newcastle United taking on Tottenham. Burnley face Brighton. Manchester City take on Luton Town. And then on Sunday, Liverpool face Crystal Palace. West Ham take on Fulham. And Arsenal host Aston Villa, 11:30 a.m. Eastern on USA. And for more on these matches and the title race that we have brewing, we are delighted to welcome in the one and only Jeff Shreves. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Susanna. How are you today? The morning after.
The morning after. Well, I feel like I've been hit by a bus for several reasons. One being we had our big birthday bash yesterday, but also I'm still recovering from that absolutely dreadful performance from Liverpool yesterday, Jeff.
Do you remember you asked me about the game yesterday, and I said, well, I don't see problems here. Liverpool have brought in so many young replacements. Nobody, it doesn't really weaken their side. Yeah. As usual, I was talking absolute piffle. By their own admission, it just fell apart badly, didn't it?
It really did.
Most unlike Liverpool, just a bad performance and a bad result. And as you saw on the night, there was a protest about ticket prices. So there were no banners or flags in the Kop last night. I think the only flag that could have come out was the white flag. It was that bad.
Oof.
It's true. I said it honestly. It was the worst I have seen Liverpool play, certainly all season long. But going back to the early part of last season, it was dreadful. It was dreadful.
The only other time you guys lost 3-0 at Anfield in Europe was against Real Madrid when Brendan Rodgers was managing.
Wasn't that 5-2?
It was very triggering.
No, 5-2. That was a couple.
That was last season, actually.
In
2022.
Yeah, that was a couple. Yeah. The round before last year in Champions League, I was there.
Well, yeah, it wasn't good. And honestly, I was talking to the guys, Jeff, and you know, suddenly we've got this incredible three-horse race for the title in the Premier League, and performances like this one, and then the result against Manchester United for Liverpool, it feels like they're losing their footing at exactly the wrong time. What do you make of it?
I think you have to be careful that you don't overreact to one bad performance and one bad result.
Have you met Suze?
Listen, she managed to keep you three in check, so she clearly is a lady of great composure. I mean, Liverpool were a team, you know, there was all this talk about will it be Klopp's final, you know, will he leave with a flourish? Is the quadruple on? Well, all of a sudden, is looking like it might only be one trophy, which, hang on, is not a bad thing. Trophies are not easy to come by. To be honest with you, it's all about the reaction. It's about where they go from here, and it's going to be really interesting in their approach to the away leg. And we'll come on to the title race shortly, but it's what they do in terms of trying to turn that fixture around and how much, if indeed, it puts in any sort of jeopardy their challenge for the league title. I mean, Jurgen Klopp said last night, I 100% understand why people question the team that I picked, but, you know, we have to rotate. We need to, and I would 100% do the same thing again. He stood by his decisions. He also said, we will go for it in the second leg. We will go for it. But he's got to say that publicly, hasn't he? Mm-hmm. There must be a part of his mind thinking, well, that is a big, big game to turn around. And what that would take out of us for the league challenge, you know, he's got some thinking to do there, hasn't he?
Jeff, you mentioned that he might not be going for it. He might just be saying that publicly. But don't you think in a way he kind of should, especially with how much this could affect the coefficient for Champions League next season, for England in particular?
Say again, sorry, Alexis.
How much you think England, another English team being knocked out, would affect the coefficient for England in Champions League next season? Don't you think he should go for it?
Well, I don't think he should be going for it for English coefficient. He's got to make the decision based on what's right for him and his club. All clubs act in their own self-interest. That's not a criticism, but he'll have to make an assessment, won't he? Exactly where they are, who is available, and what it would take out of them for the next league fixture after that. And I think that's totally understandable, because if you think about it, with the changes he's made, he did exactly that last night. He made a judgment call. Now, he says he would have done exactly the same thing, given his time again. I don't know, but hindsight is a wonderful gift, because this is where it really comes down to the strength and the depth of squads at this stage of the season. Who can handle all of these fixtures? Who has enough bodies, if you like, that they can rotate without upsetting the equilibrium? And that is the fine art of management in the deep, deep stages of a season, particularly when you're fighting on more than one front. And that's what they've got to confront now. What do they do for that second leg? And then we will only know when we see the team sheet. We'll only know then when they play the return leg, and we'll know exactly what his thinking is then.
Jeff, Jamie Carragher yesterday alluded in a tweet to Liverpool playing a second string team, like that's a silver lining. And that was kind of the debate we were having in the first segment of the show. It presents a certain conundrum. Do you think Klopp will characteristically kind of just throw in the towel before kickoff?
No, I don't think that's in his... Look, nobody picks a team, do they, because they think they're going to lose. They pick a team that they think can win this fixture. So they play Crystal Palace on Sundays. So there's not a huge amount of recovery time, and they've had a fairly big week as well. So he would have picked a team he thought could do a job. You know, he made the substitutes when clearly it wasn't working. But it wasn't just the team that was picked. It was just a bad performance. And you know, you guys know as well as I do, it can happen in football. On another night, the same team could have performed really well. How many times have we sat here and talked about, if you like, call them kids, you know, the Liverpool players that have come in and done well when he's been able to rest his A-list stars, if you like? It's happened time and time again. So he had every reason to back his players to the hilt last night, but it just didn't happen for them. Unfortunately, it's not only a case of it didn't happen. It didn't happen badly, if you can say that. It just went badly, badly wrong. So now what damage is done? I don't think there'll be any damage in terms of the Premier League, in terms of the confidence, because it's a different competition and it's a different mindset. But it's going to be really interesting to see that team he picks next time out.
All right, Jeff. So let's talk about this title race then, okay? And we'll start with Liverpool's remaining fixtures. We want you to kind of go through the remaining matches that they have, and then we can see. I want to know how many points you think are that they're going to get from each.
Well, I've come prepared.
You have? Okay.
Yeah,
I have. That doesn't shock me at all.
I have, I don't know if you can see it, but I have my crystal ball. You see, I'm something of a mystique, and I'm looking deeply, deeply into this. What this actually is, believe it or not.
What is that?
Grass from a ground?
Yeah, when they knocked down Wembley in 2002, we all got a little bit of the pitch.
Wow.
So this serves.
That's so
my,
cool.
I thought that was from your first trip to Amsterdam.
This serves. Psychic Shreves. This serves me well.
You're making a joke about it, and I think it's the coolest thing ever. That's so smart to do.
I have to do
that with Bombonera
grass. This will allow me to see into the future. So I've had a little look.
Okay, all right.
I have to refer to some notes here.
If you look closely, do you see England missing penalties?
Hang on. No, I'm not seeing that at all. Right, so I'll just give it a shake. Right, so Liverpool, looking at their fixtures. Now, I think that Sunday, I think they'll be fine, you know, because when you look who Liverpool are playing coming up, they're only playing two teams in the top six in their remaining fixtures. I think they'll be fine against Palace. Now, Fulham away is tricky, mm-hmm. especially off the back. I mean, that's away from home, especially on the back of that Europa League second leg. That's what I said about that team. Then look at that band there. They've got four, okay, including Atalanta. They've got four away fixtures.
Yeesh.
That's hard work. Okay. I don't know why. I think they'll be okay at Fulham. Everton away. Tough, tough game. And that comes straight off the back of that Fulham. So they've had a tiring run.
Oof.
Five out of the last six games, Merseyside derbies at Goodison Park, they've been draws. So I think they'll drop 2 points there.
Mm-hmm.
Next tough one, I think, is Spurs, because you don't know what you're going to get from Spurs right now. They're such a force of nature. They're an attacking side. I've got them down for dropping 2 points there as well. So I haven't got them losing at all. I've got them dropping points at Everton and at Tottenham.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my Liverpool run. So that sees them finish on 88 points.
88 points. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Should we move
Arsenal?
On? Let's do Arsenal. Yes.
Right. Not dissimilar. Now, Arsenal, on paper, have the toughest run in, don't they? Because they're playing three of the current top six in the running. However, of those three teams in the title race, they've got the best record against the top six. They haven't lost this calendar year in the Premier League. They're not even gone behind. Again, though, I think they'll be all right against Villa on Sunday. Villa, because they've got the slight advantage. They played Tuesday. Villa played last night. That gives them something. Wolves, they've beaten them 5 out of 5 last games. But this game is on the Saturday night after they're away in Munich on the Wednesday. So you've got to be slightly careful there. I think the next two fixtures are the tricky ones for me. Chelsea tend to play at the level of their opponents. And again, they've got a lot of talented individuals. I know it's home for Arsenal, but I just see them dropping points against Chelsea at home. And then this big Tottenham away game. It's not just the fact that it's a London derby, but Tottenham don't play for 15 days before that. So they'll... Now, that should be in Tottenham's favour because they'll be so well rested. There's an argument, though, that they won't have played for over 2 weeks.
Yeah, the rhythm.
Could go either way, but I think they'll have fresh legs. They'll be right up for it, and the atmosphere there will be absolutely banging. So I think they'll be okay. I think they'll win their remaining fixtures, depending whether or not Everton's fate is already sealed on the last day of the season. That could be a big factor. But as I see it right now, Psychic Shreves has Arsenal down as dropping 4 points, the same as Liverpool, and finishing on 88-2. So they finished dead level.
So they finish on 88, so even on points, but they're probably going to have a better goal differential.
Yeah, for me. So,
okay.
I know where this is going.
City running the table.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to City.
Here they go. Okay, now again, it's that team that have been there and done it so many times before. Luton, I don't think that'll be a big challenge for them. I also think they'll see off Real Madrid as well. Chelsea in the FA Cup semi-final, that's kind of a rest for them because they have, it's a different competition. There's just something about the mentality when it's a different competition. The game that I think that is going to cause them, the only game that I think is going to cause them problems, and it is yet, well, it is Tottenham Hotspur. They've got to play Spurs away. When they play Spurs away, they had a terrible record. They couldn't even score a goal there. Now, they beat them in the FA Cup early this season. So I think that particular hoodoo has gone. So I've only got them dropping 2 points, and I think they will finish on 89.
Oh!
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Jeff, has there ever been a Premier League title race where three teams finish with the same points?
No. We've never had three finish the same, Nico. Jeez. It's a wonderful thought, isn't it? I hope we have this discussion on the last day or the day before the last game of the season. It'd be absolutely fantastic.
It is wild.
But when you look at it, I think Spurs have got a massive say in where this title race goes. Aston Villa, a little bit too, because they play Arsenal and Liverpool. But I really do think Spurs have a big say in this. And don't forget, you know, they're playing for something themselves. I think they'll finish fourth, Tottenham Hotspur, but they're not going to be catching Manchester City, are they?
Mm-mm.
So they can play. They've got Villa on their back, but they are relatively comfortable. So we'll see.
Thumbs up, Jeff Shreves. I love that. That's
Jeff, can you give us two thumbs up?
That's one of my favorite features.
Well, one of these.
There you go.
Well done. Yeah.
The one thing I wouldn't do is have any serious money on my thoughts, because you heard the absolute piffle that I came out with about Liverpool last night. Based on what I said, you'd have put your house on them, wouldn't you? So it just shows that, you know, the nature of the game is so unpredictable.
It's so true.
You can look at various factors, but we wouldn't have had the shock results we had this season. So I'm sure we'll revisit this, and at the end of this season, you'll be mercilessly mocking me for my nonsense predictions. When either Arsenal, and quite rightly, oh, trust me, I'll be doing it if the boot was on the other foot.
Of course you would. Okay, so Jeff, here's the deal. If it finishes City, Arsenal, Liverpool, Tottenham, you've got to, whenever you come here, which we're hoping we get you in studio at some point soon, we're buying you dinner, whatever you want.
Okay. You may rue that statement. Honestly, I was once described as being so greedy I could smell a Sunday dinner on a Friday. So.
Well, in that case, we'll make Nastri pay.
Yeah. It'll be on Daddy CBS.
Yeah, it's a deal. Are you guys disagreeing with me?
I wish I did. I wish I disagreed with you, but I don't. I think that is a very likely scenario.
My heart disagrees with you because my heart has Arsenal finishing top of the league, but... Yeah, you're probably right.
I think it all depends on European competition for these three teams, because so much energy is poured into this.
Nico, I agree with you. So what difference do you think it makes, though? Arsenal, obviously Liverpool have it all to do. Arsenal have got it tough to go to the Allianz. That won't be easy. So if both of those go out at the next stage, I'm not sure it makes their task that much easier. Hmm. A little, but those games are still difficult.
An added fixture in European competition.
Yes.
You're in the semifinals.
Yeah.
I think that will be more of a detriment than it would be for Arsenal.
They're getting most of their players back, though. Liverpool are going to be supremely healthy. The one hope I have is that the way Luton plays frustrates City, and that's a draw. That's my one hope.
What have you been smoking?
The same thing you've got in your crystal ball.
Authorities don't know.
I think Liverpool will play really strong for the coefficient.
I love your for the coefficient.
May have asked that question.
Sure, I'll pass on that message. Certainly, Jeff. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, thanks for looking into your crystal ball and playing along. It's always great to catch up with you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, folks. Enjoy the football.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing. I feel it
in my soul. I am a citizen. president of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.